1.2-Medical Documentation Requirements. Starting January 30th, 2012, and no later than January 30th, 2014, if you are applying for a CDL permit or are renewing, upgrading, adding endorsements to a CDL, or transferring a CDL from another state, you are required to provide information to your state driver's license agency, SDLA, regarding the type of commercial motor vehicle operation you drive in, or expect to drive in with your CDL. Drivers operating in certain types of commerce will be required to submit a current medical examiner certificate and/or any medical variance documents that you have been issued, i.e., vision, skills performance, or diabetic waivers, or other exemptions, to your SDLA to obtain a certified medical status as part of your driving record. You must contact your state driver licensing agency, SDLA, to obtain information regarding the requirement for submitting these documents. If you are required to have a certified medical status and fail to provide and keep up to date your medical examiner certificate, you become not certified and may lose your CDL. For the purpose of complying with the new requirements for medical certification, it is important to know how you are using the CMB. The following information will help you decide how to self-certify. 1.2.1-Interstate or Intrastate Commerce. Do you or will you use a CDL to operate a CMB in interstate or intrastate commerce? Interstate commerce is when you drive a CMB from one state to another state or a foreign country, between two places within a state, but during part of the trip, the CMB crosses into another state or foreign country, or between two places within a state, but the cargo or passengers are part of a trip that began or will end in another state or foreign country. Intrastate commerce is when you drive a CMB within a state and you do not meet any of the descriptions above for interstate commerce. If you operate in both intrastate commerce and interstate commerce, you must choose interstate commerce. 1.2.2-inter/intrastate commerce. Status non-accepted or accepted. Once you decide whether you will operate in interstate commerce or intrastate commerce, you must decide whether you will operate or expect to operate in a non-accepted or accepted status. This decision will tell you to which of the four types of commerce you must self-certify. Interstate commerce. You operate in accepted interstate commerce when you drive a CMB in interstate commerce only for the following accepted activities: to transport school children and or school staff between home and school, as federal, state, or local government employees, to transport human corpses or sick or injured persons, fire truck or rescue vehicle drivers during emergencies and other related activities, primarily in the transportation of propane winter heating fuel when responding to an emergency condition requiring immediate response, such as damage to a propane gas system after a storm or flooding, in response to a pipeline emergency condition requiring immediate response, such as a pipeline leak or rupture, in custom harvesting on a farm or to transport farm machinery and supplies used in the custom harvesting operation to and from a farm or to transport custom harvested crops to storage or market. Beekeeper in the seasonal transportation of bees, controlled and operated by a farmer, but is not a combination vehicle, power unit and towed unit, and is used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery, or farm supplies, non-placardable hazardous materials, to and from a farm and within 150 air miles of the farm, as a private motor carrier of passengers for non-business purposes or to transport migrant workers. If you answered yes to one or more of the above activities as the only operation in which you drive, you operate in accepted interstate commerce and do not need a federal medical examiner's certificate. Next page, page 1-7. If you answered no to all the above activities, you operate in non-accepted interstate commerce and are required to provide a current medical examiner's certificate, 49 CFR 391.45, commonly referred to as a medical certificate or DOT card, to your state driver licensing agency, SDLA. Most CDL holders who drive CMVs in interstate commerce are non-accepted interstate commerce drivers. If you operate in both accepted interstate commerce and non-accepted interstate commerce, you must choose non-accepted interstate commerce to be qualified to operate in both types of interstate commerce. Intrastate commerce. You operate in accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce activities for which your state of licensure has determined do not require you to meet the state's medical certification requirements. Contact your SDLA about their requirements. You operate in non-accepted intrastate commerce when you drive a CMV only in intrastate commerce and are required to meet your state of licensure's medical certification requirements. Contact your SDLA about their requirements. If you operate in both accepted intrastate commerce and non-accepted intrastate commerce, you must choose non-accepted intrastate commerce. 1.2.3- Self-Certification Statements. When completing an application for your CDL, you will be required to check the box next to the statement that describes your status. The actual statements on your application may vary from those shown below. Interstate, non-accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce that I am subject to and meet the federal DOT medical card requirements under 49 CFR Part 391 and that I am required to obtain a medical examiner certificate. Interstate accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate in interstate commerce, but engage exclusively in transportation or operations accepted under 49 CFR 390.3F, 391.2, 391.68, or 398.3, from all or parts of the qualification requirements of 49 CFR Part 391. And that I am not required to obtain a medical examiner certificate. Intrastate non-accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate entirely in intrastate commerce, that I am subject to and meet the medical requirements for my state, and that I am required to obtain a medical examiner certificate. Intrastate accepted. I certify that I operate or expect to operate entirely in intrastate commerce, that I am not subject to the medical requirements for my state, and that I am not required to obtain a medical examiner certificate.